Of studying the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. Proverbs 3, verse 19. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens, and by his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will be lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Father, bless your word now to our hearts. God, you're an amazing God. And Lord, your creation, the heavens and the earth, declare your glory and your praise, God. And if we don't praise, even the rocks will cry out in worship to you. God, it's so amazing, the springtime that brings life as we see creation just come alive. And in all the beauty of creation and just hearing the birds sing their praises to their creator is amazing. Wisdom creating, you're the one that created it all. You are wisdom. And Lord, we just want to worship you for that here this morning, in this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Think with me today about God's incredible creation. Springtime brings new life. All around us, new green grass, new buds on the trees that soon blossom into leaves, daffodils and tulips blossoming, even dandelions. All bring us beautiful color. Watching birds and listening to birds singing their praises to their creator, gazing up into the sky and beholding the clouds in the daytime and the stars at night, looking for the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, thinking of the sun and the speed of light, and God who said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1:3, and there was what? Light. Wow, just a spoken word and there was light. Would have been breathtaking when God spoke light into darkness for the first time. Would have been awesome to have been there. But only God was there, obviously. So keep in mind, when God said, "Let there be light," there wasn't just a flick of universal light switch that he switched on. No way. This was more like a light explosion that would have been way more than your eyes could ever handle. The Bible tells us in Psalm 33:6 that the heavens were made by the word of God. The simple word of God spoke everything into existence in 6 days of creation of Genesis chapter 1. With this in mind, one of my favorite authors and Bible teachers is Louis Giglio. Highly recommend him to listen to, and he's got some amazing devotional books, and one of them is called Indescribable, and he wrote these words: "He breathed out the universe and everything in it, so when God said he wanted light, that light came flying out of his mouth at 186,000, get this now, miles per second." Unbelievable, indescribable. That's how fast light travels, he went on to say. So we call it the speed of light. God's light streaked across the heavens, chased back the darkness, lit up the entire universe in a blaze of brilliant glory. Figure that one out, Mr. and Mrs. Atheist and Miss Evolutionist. Figure that one out, huh? Wow. Isn't his creation awesome? Hallelujah. And yet many today do not acknowledge the God who created it all in 6 days. They push it out. They don't want to hear about it. What a shame. Our education system, they don't want to teach creation because they know it's going to bring God into their life, and they don't want God in their life. That starts from the little ones right up into university today. Well, King Solomon, who wrote much of Proverbs, certainly acknowledged the creator of the earth and the heavens and the Lord Almighty. Proverbs chapter 3, did you notice it here? Verse 19 of Proverbs 3, "The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew." Psalm 104:24 said, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. So we know that God created it all. Who created everything? God, in his infinite wisdom and power, created everything. How many like spiders? That's what I thought. None of you like spiders, right? Well, they do help get rid of flies, right? And bugs that we don't want around. Think of how a spider makes its web and catches its prey. Marvelous display of God's infinite wisdom. Think of the wisdom of our Creator to create a baby inside a mother's womb. Blows our mind away. That's the wisdom of God. To create that little life, that baby in that mother's womb. Hallelujah. So we marvel at the wisdom of God as he broke up the depths and fashioned the rushing rivers and the quiet streams. We watch in wonder as the clouds of heaven collect the moisture and release it onto parched and thirsty ground. The planets and the stars speed through limitless space. The birds of the air soar at high speeds through the skies. And the sea animals maneuver the waters gracefully in perfect harmony and order. And only God could do that. The four seasons come and go. Crops are planted and harvested. And who created and changes the seasons? Like clockwork. Who created and grows the crops? It all happens through the amazing works of God, for sure. And we can look at it all and see the goodness and wisdom of God. We really can. So we consistently tap into this wisdom, the wisdom of God, that God will enable us to live longer and healthier and safer and more pleasant and more peaceful lives for the glory of God if we just tap into the wisdom of God found in Scripture. It's amazing. It really is. Note these words back in verse 16 here of Proverbs 3. Length of days is in her right hand. And in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Wow. And this brings us right into verse 21. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. The word them here refers to God's knowledge, God's wisdom. So King Solomon is telling us here that we don't want to miss out on the privilege and the blessing of being instructed by the wisdom of the God who created us and who created the universe and sustains the universe. We don't want to miss out on that wisdom of God. We really don't. In fact, verse 22 to 26, we find that King Solomon here presents us with four great advantages of holding on to sound wisdom and discretion. Advantage number one, you will live life with vitality. Who doesn't want to live life with vitality, right? Verse 22, so that they will be life to your soul. Life to your soul. The words life to your soul means provide inward vitality. So Solomon is saying wisdom will provide you with an inward vitality, an inward meaning and fulfillment to life. Yet so many people are not living life with a capital L. They are just enduring life. And of course, anyone living without Jesus, who is life, cannot know meaning in life and are just enduring life, passing by time. But even Christians who have life, who have Jesus, who is life, are just enduring because they are not following the wisdom of God. Which, as James says in James 1 verse or 3 verse 17, is pure, is peaceable, is gentle, full of mercy and good fruits or good deeds, and without partiality or prejudices and favoritisms and racialism, and without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom of God that we can have as believers. Wow. But rather, some follow the wisdom of the world. And even Christians, some do, that produces only envy and selfishness and boasting and lying and confusion and every evil thing. James 3, verse 14 and 16. So am I really living life? Or am I just enduring life? Where are we at? You see, God's passion for you is that you choose to live life, and to live life with a capital L. Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus promised that life with a capital L, did he not? When he said, I am come that ye might have life. Life with a capital L, not a little life or enduring life, but life with a capital L, that they may have it. Listen to this now. A little bit? Or just when you feel you need a little bit of it? No, that you may have it, and you may have life more abundantly. Is that not life with a capital L, or what? We as Christians should be the most meaningful, fulfilled, satisfied, excited people on planet Earth. But yet sometimes we look, we've been baptized with pickle juice, and we wonder what's going on. Huh? Advantage number two. You will bear the burdens of life gracefully. Do you have burdens? Some of you aren't looking like you do. Well, I'll let you know. We do have burdens. And sometimes we have lots of them. And sometimes we have some that seem to be just overwhelming, and we just wonder if we can get up the next day and go on. Life is full of burdens. But listen to what Proverbs says here, verse 22. And grace to your neck. Do you need a little bit of grace? Grace to your neck speaks of that outward beauty. We talked about the inward beauty of vitality and whatnot. This is the outward beauty of Christian virtue and character that will be seen by others when you face your burdens and your trials with what? You face them with grace. With grace that only God can give, and in the strength that God gives you. So as a person sees that amazing ornament or that necklace around you, your neck, they too will see this amazing grace or this quiet confidence and this peace and this contentment with which you handle your burdens. People are watching you who know you are a Christian, how you handle life's burdens and trials. All right? They're watching you. No wonder people without Jesus can't handle life's burdens. And they run to liquor, and they run to cannabis, and they run to other non-medical drugs and overdose or other suicidal attempts and become severely depressed and turn to psychiatrists or Eastern religions or Eastern forms of meditation, or some turn on heavy metal music and entertainment to escape life's burdens. And many sadly succumb to suicide, or some drown themselves in their work to escape life's hardships and become workaholics, if you would. And no wonder. No wonder they can't handle life's burdens, because they don't have Jesus. They don't have Jesus. And didn't Jesus promise these words in 2 Corinthians 12, 9? My grace, hallelujah, is sufficient for you, for my strength is made strong or perfect in weakness. You see, in God's wisdom, he allows our frailties for a noble, energizing purpose. That is, to experience God's grace and strength and help. Have you ever been there? When you're faced with some burdens in life, have you ever experienced the grace of God in that moment in your life? Yeah, you sure have. So let's face it, bearing up under all the burdens of life and seeing all the evil raging around us today is tough. Do I have a witness? It's tough. But God extends grace and strength to us in the midst of it all. Whatever you need, your need is, God's grace will be sufficient for that need in the moment that you need it. And he will sustain you. Hallelujah. Like no one else can. Isn't it great to be a Christian? Wow. I don't know how people live without Jesus. I really don't. That's why we're passionate here at Cornerstone about the gospel of Jesus, to get out there, to change lives, so that more people can meet this Jesus that we love and serve. Advantage number three of keeping wisdom. you will walk safely. You will walk safely. We see this here in verse 23. Then you will walk safely in your way. In verse 26, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being what? Being caught. Being caught. The point here is when you follow God's wisdom, and not the world's wisdom, but God's wisdom, or you follow God's book, the Bible, you will be safe. Hallelujah. You will be safe from the danger of tripping or slipping or falling for the enemy's temptations or minefields, if you would. You see, it's when I don't seek God's wisdom and I don't obey his words and his teachings and his commandments. You see what happens when I don't do that? Satan will trip me up. Huh? You been there? Satan will trip me up and cause me to fall into sin in my Christian life. It happens so subtly too, doesn't it? We lower our guard in this place, in this area, in who we're hanging around with, or what we're watching online, or what we're reading or listening to, or the places we're going, or the kind of people we're keeping company with, and we lower our guard down, and soon we're trapped, or we're tripped, or we fall because of it. And that's why David wrote these words in Psalm 119:11. Your word have I hidden my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119 tells us. Psalm 119:104. So there's the word of God before you that will keep you safe. The word of God before you, keep you safe and protect you from the minefields of the enemy. Second, there are the angels of God around you to protect you from stumbling. How many believe in guardian angels? Huh? Yeah, we do, don't we? Maybe you could even tell of an incident in your life where you know that a guardian angel protected you. I know there's been times in my life where I've sensed that happen to me. Missionaries today can tell you amazing stories of how a guardian angel protected them. And here's the verse, Psalm 91. Just go back to Psalm 91 real quick. Psalm 91 verse 10. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels, hallelujah, his guardian angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Guardian angels, they're there to protect you and to keep you safe. And then, of course, there's the third person of the Godhead or the Trinity to protect you. The three persons of the Godhead or the Trinity to protect you from falling as well. There's the dear Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit who is in you, is greater than he, that is Satan, who is in the world, 1 John 4:4. So you have the Spirit of God within you to protect you from Satan and from his evil tactics and from stumbling in the Christian life. So there's the Word of God before you that you have in your hands and as you listen to it and read and meditate on it. And then there's the angels of God around you. Then, hallelujah, there's the Spirit of God within you to protect you and to keep you safe from falling and from temptations and evil that's out there. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. He's resident in you. Let him be president of your life. Let him be your ruler and your king and your master. Don't let anything else rule you in life, but let him be your ruler and your Lord and your master. I think that's a formidable protection. Do you not? To keep us safe in this dark and evil and morally depraved world and the one behind the evil world system, Satan himself. I think that's a pretty amazing protection, formidable protection that we have. So, beloved, take courage. You can walk safely with that kind of protection 24/7. You and I don't have to fall. The problem comes when we let down our guard and we don't spend time in God's book, the Bible. We don't believe the promises of God and we don't rely on the dwelling Holy Spirit who lives within us. And what happens is we stumble and we fall when we don't do that. And then advantage number four, you will sleep peacefully.
Who here doesn't want to sleep peacefully? Right? Is that possible? What is it if you know Jesus? And note verse 24 here. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be what? Sweet. Isn't that good? Don't we need that? When you hold on to God's wisdom, you will be able to sleep like a baby. Some of you might be 5 hours, some of you might be six, some might be seven, some might be eight, but you'll be able to sleep like a baby. Your sleep will indeed be sweet and peaceful. You will not lay awake gripped by fear on your mind or ensnared by guilt in your conscience or dominated by worry in your soul. When you hold on to God and God's wisdom in your life. Look with me at 2 Timothy 1:7 real quick here. We'll try to wrap this up quickly here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. This is what God gives to every believer here. And you need to hold on to this as a believer in Jesus Christ. And if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you need to come to Jesus, because then you'll have this power within your life to help you overcome fear and worry and depression and anxiety, etc. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Here, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have the key that opens a door to victory over fear and worry and depression, etc. In this, we see the Godhead. We see the Trinity, the three in one here in this verse. Do you see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in this verse? Note the word power here. Who gives us power to live the Christian life and defeat worry and fear and anxiety and depression and guilt and bring peace? God the Holy Spirit does. Notice Micah 3 verse 8. Let me read that verse for you. Micah in the Old Testament. Micah 3 and verse 8, it says this. But truly I am full of power, says the Lord. But the Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord, and of justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. And who gives us love? The second thing in verse 7 of 2 Timothy 1. God gives us power through God the Holy Spirit. Who gives us love? God the Father gives us love. 1 John 4:16-18 and verse 7, God is love. And love is God. And so in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And he's given us the Holy Spirit to give us that love of God shed in our hearts. So when the love of God, the Father, is in your heart, you'll love someone. You'll love anyone. You'll love even your enemy. You'll not fear anyone. Your boss, your neighbor, your enemy. Not even Satan will you fear. Because you know the Father's love will protect you and keep you safe from being deceived by the evil one and by the lies of our world today. And then note the words of the sound mind. Here in our text here in 2 Timothy 1:7, a sound mind. Who gives us this sound mind? We have God the Holy Spirit, God the Father. Well, it's God the Son who gives you a sound mind. God the Son gives you a sound mind. God the Son, Jesus, who is the truth. John 8:32. You shall know the truth, Jesus, and he, the truth, shall set you free. You'll have a sound mind when you have Jesus in your life. You'll be free from fear and free from guilt. Free from worry, free from anger, free from resentment, free from depression when Jesus is in your life and he's Lord and ruler and master of your life. And his word is true. Psalm 119 verse 160, your word is true from the beginning. So this sound mind comes from a clear mind, clear conscience, because of belief in his word and the promises of his word. Like Isaiah 26:4, you will keep your mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. John 14:27, let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said, and you'll have peace. The peace of God will be with you. My peace will be with you, John 14:27. And then Philippians 4:6-7, Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And doesn't Satan want to rob us of that peace? But God promises that peace to you in Jesus Christ, so you'll have a sound mind, and you'll not be fearful, you'll not worry about life, and you'll be able to lay your head down on your pillow at night and, hallelujah, get a good night's sleep. So claim God the Father. Claim God the Holy Spirit. Claim God the Son in your life. And you will be able to, your sleep will be sweet, it says here in our text. And then I love this verse in Psalm 44, verse 8. Psalm 4, verse 8. This is a good verse for all you widows or all you who live alone, or any of us for that matter. Psalm 4, verse 8, let me read it for you. This is Margot's verse, by the way. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Isn't that good? Claim that verse when you lie down at night. God will give you that peace. And by the way, instead of counting sheep, talk to the shepherd. It'll make a lot of difference when you go to sleep at night. And claim these promises. Claim scripture as you're laying there. Claim all these scriptures. That's why the scriptures are so important. You need it in order to get victory over worry and fear and anxiety. And Satan will throw those lies at you, those things at you, at bedtime. He really will. And so we need to combat that through the scriptures and through the Holy Spirit and through prayer so that we can get a good night's sleep. Well, the more you know God, who is wisdom, the more wisdom you will have. Right? How much do we know God? A little bit? A little more? Lots more? The more we know God, the more we'll have more wisdom. The less we know God, the less wisdom we'll have. So doesn't that cause you and I to want to get to know God more? How are we going to get to know Him? Right here. That's how you're going to get to know God. And if you don't spend time in this book every day, you're going to struggle in your Christian life. And may I say, you're probably going to be defeated with a lot of these things that we just talked about. If you're not in this world, does that not drive you and me to get into the Word of God more in my life? I hope it does. You see, the more you know this book that is full of wisdom for living, the more wiser you will be. And the more you seek God's wisdom by asking for it in prayer, the more wisdom you will have in each and every action or decision you have to make in life. I'm thankful for the wisdom of God to create all good things, to create those delicious strawberries with some real whipping cream on them. Right? Or a nice Florida sun-kissed orange to dig into. God's created all those things for us. The goodness of God. And we're so thankful for that. And we're eternally thankful for the advantages of having this wisdom in our lives. Aren't you? What are those advantages? Just quickly here this morning or today as we close. You will live life with vitality. You will bear the burdens of life gracefully. And you will walk safely. And then you will sleep peacefully. Isn't that good? And who doesn't want that, right? But we have it all in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go get it. Let's go grab a hold of it. And let's wrap up here with Proverbs 4 and verse 5. Get wisdom. Get the wisdom of God. Not the wisdom of man. Wisdom of man is all selfish. It's all about self. It's all with hypocrisy and partiality and it's sensual and it's evil. Get the wisdom of God, okay? That's what he's talking about here. Get the wisdom of God. Get understanding. Don't forget it. Don't turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. That is wisdom. Do not forsake wisdom. And notice what happens here. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will preserve you. Love wisdom, and wisdom will keep you. Isn't that what we need? That's what our young people need. That's what we need in our schools today is the wisdom of God, but they don't want God. That's why it's so neat for having Christian parents that are committed to teaching their kids. Whether you're homeschooling them or the Christian school or in the public school, you're making sure that they get the Word of God into their hearts and into their minds. That's so crucial that our young people do that. And we need to pray for a government that will support this book and the teaching of it. to the lives of our young people, and et cetera. Father, thank you for your word to our hearts here this morning. Lord, we packed a lot in here and tried to do it in a short time, God, and we just pray that the message of your word would ring loud and clear in our lives and in our homes and beyond, and it would impact lives not only here this morning, but those who watch online and in other ways that the word of God will be getting out into our communities. And God, we believe that you are at work, and we believe that you are blessing your word, and you will continue to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.